Well, good morning, everyone.
My name is Dale Sprzanski. I'm editor at the Washington Report on Middle East Affairs. And on behalf of the Washington Report and the Institute for Research Middle Eastern Policy, I would like to welcome you to today's Israel Lobby and American Policy Conference. Now in its sixth year, a core goal of this conference is to advance the notion that it is healthy and normal to challenge special interest groups, and that no group, including the Israel Lobby, ought to be exempt from critique. And of course, challenging powerful lobbies helps promote transparent governance, accountability, and policies that promote human rights and the common good rather than special interests. And while this conference will assess the history of the Israel Lobby and some of its latest agenda items, it will also highlight the work of grassroots activists who have worked diligently and often under the radar to challenge the lobby in productive, effective, and tangible ways. And we hope their words and example inspire our audience to get involved in local and national organizations that are committed to upholding the principles of truth, justice, and human dignity. And so before we begin today's program, just some information for our audience here. In the bags you were given at reception, there are question cards in there and pens. You can use those to write questions as they come to you as our speakers are presenting. Ushers will be circulating to collect those question cards. Please feel free to hand them in as you write the question down. Moderators will appreciate having the questions before the Q&A sessions begin. Also in your badge that you were handed, the back of it is a red ticket. That will give you a free drink during our reception at 5 o'clock, so you do not want to lose that. We also ask, of course, that unless you were given prior permission, you do not film this event, and that you also refrain from talking here in the main ballroom. Please do it far beyond the walls so everyone in here can hear the important stuff being said. Of course, today's event is being live streamed on C-SPAN 2, and we welcome our, and online, so we welcome our online and television audiences. We invite them to participate on Twitter using the hashtag IsraelLobbyCon, C-O-N. They can send in their questions and their thoughts. And Wi-Fi information for people here is available on the back of your program. We'd also like to welcome dignitaries from several embassies today: Algeria, Malawi, Russia, South Sudan, Uzbekistan, and Yemen. And of course, we'd like to thank the wonderful staff here at the Press Club who have been working very hard to set this up. We were here late last night with them, and we couldn't do this without their work. And of course, to our many generous donors, big and small, we wouldn't even come close to being able to do this without your generous support, and we thank you tremendously. And you all, like activists, often go unnamed. And with that, I'd like to hand it over to Delinda Hanley, the executive director of the Washington Report, who will give a brief overview before we begin today's conference. Thank you.